Baby, guess what I bought? No, you have to guess. Because I said so. No. I kind of wish I got that, but no, not that either. Come on, one more guess. Here. Oh, you're very welcome. I know. I know how long you wanted to make one of these. I know every year we talk about it and we think about it, but somehow we always forget. So I figured this year we would definitely have to do it. Yes, we can make it now. But be warned. I feel like I'll do a really bad job making a gingerbread house. I don't know, I just don't have the patience for it, usually. You know how much I like gingerbread. Okay, I promise I won't eat any of it until, like, it's 50% done. 75, I can't. Maybe... Okay, 100. I won't touch it until we have the final gumdrop put into place. So we have, like, a bag of gumdrops. We have this, like, pre-made icing stuff. Obviously, the components for the house, it's, like, I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pieces of gingerbread. I think this is the door, and this is the chimney. These are the side panels for the walls, the front and the back of the house. That's about it. No, I wish they gave us gingerbread men so we can, like, have little people. But, I mean, those people would be gone by now. No, baby, I swear. I have not eaten any of this yet. I haven't touched any of it. I literally just opened the box. I just needed to make sure they had all the pieces. I swear on... Oh, that's not fair. Okay, I swear on your bear, I promise I have not eaten any gingerbread at all. But I did have a gumdrop. Maybe. Like a few. Just a few. They're just too tempting. See, this is why I never built a gingerbread house. I bought the sets. I just ended up eating everything. They're meant to be eaten, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, why else would people make them? Just to look at. But it's a house made of candy. Like, think of Hansel and Gretel. They got totally, you know, suckered in by a house of candy. Yeah. I mean... I would totally get suckered in by a house of candy. I wouldn't let the witch eat me, though, no. It's not really something I'd enjoy. No, I don't think I would like to be eaten alive, weirdly enough. Okay. No, I did not. We have to cut the bag, I think, of icing open. Here, I have some scissors here. I think the first thing we need to do is line... the baseboard. It's like here, they gave us this bit of cardboard, which I think we build everything onto. So I think we line the baseboard with icing and then we put all the pieces down. Yeah, like a foundation. I'm not super certain, but I'm not really a structural engineer, babe, so I'm gonna defer to you. I feel like you have more candy assembly knowledge than I do. I guess it's relatively equal, but yeah, just, I guess line a bit here. That looks pretty good. I think you need to put a little bit more though. Because it needs to hold up everything else, you know? So like, it doesn't matter if you cake it on, like it could be like a fair amount of icing. And if it's too much, we just like, you know, lick a bit of it. Maybe you just want to taste, you know? Let me try some here. Let me see. That's really good. Like, I can eat that out of the bag. That is really good icing. I mean, we just have to wait, I guess. I'll wait. I have. Listen, you are talking to Mr. Patience. Yeah, admittedly, Mr. Patience, we ate a few gumdrops, but still, Mr. Patience. I can wait. I can wait till we have this whole thing assembled. Give me one of those pieces of gingerbread. I'm gonna put it down right here. Okay, so those are our two side walls. And then I think we need to line the rim of the house though, and then we can like push it on. You wanna do that? Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think you can go heavy on the icing. We have a lot of it, and we just need to kind of make sure there's enough to hold everything together. Yeah, that's right. Okay, you want me to help you? No? Okay, have you got it? Oh, perfect. Oh, that looks so good, baby. Here, I'll put the other side up. There we go. I think we just have to let it sit for a little bit, though, before we put the roof on. Just so things harden, I think. I'm not super sure. This is my best guess. Because the icing's a little bit like soft and runny still. I think it needs to like harden up in the air. Yeah. I mean, while we do that, we can look at like the other. Because we got gumdrops. I think these are like mint. Peppermint swirls? I'm not entirely sure, but they're like pepperminty looking things. Peppermint pinwheels? I'm not sure what you call these. We have these like tiny Christmas tree things. Oh, it's for the wreath. You can make a wreath with these. And those are a little holly. Gummy like trees. And I think that's ever. Oh no, Christmas lights. I think it's hard candy Christmas lights. So we can line the edge of the house with that. I'm gonna put the gumdrops on like the center column of the roof, maybe. Put the little Christmas trees around the edge of the house too. And the wreath we can put above the door and between the windows. Oh my god, before we put on the roof, baby, we should line the windows with the icing. And the doorway too, I guess. Although we have the secondary doorway that we'll put on it. But I guess the back door we should probably put something there too. We have a lot of icing. We don't need to be sparing with it. I think we can just go ham. Yeah, I say go for it, babe. I believe in you. I trust you implicitly. Oh, and there's sprinkles. I didn't even see the sprinkles. Oh, that's so cool. It's like snow sprinkles. Oh, maybe we can like dust the windows with them so it looks like snow fell. I'm actually like really into all this. Yes, I'm very glad I didn't eat it all and we're like actually making it. Here, let me just like sprinkle. You got it on there? Let me see. Okay. Oh, look at that. That is really cute. I kind of love it. All right, dude, when you're done with the other side, I'll just like toss a little bit on that side. How's it feeling though? Does it feel like secure? I say when you're done, I'll just throw those sprinkles on. And we'll go for the roof. Let's put it together, you know? All right. Here, let me just throw those. God, I feel like what's that guy who like throws salt from like really high up? Oh my God, I can't remember his name. No, not M. See, in my head, I'm just thinking Emeril Lagasse. He's like, he goes bam, but that's not who I'm thinking. He's like an internet meme guy. Something bay? Salt bay? Sugar bay? I don't know. Something bay. Michael Bay. Yes, just like Michael Bay. Anyway, we'll do the roof now. I think I just. Oh, no. We should line the inside part and then we'll put it on together as a team. Here. Okay. Yeah, I mean, go for it. I mean, I think the only bit of. No, we need some icing for the other bits too. So I guess you can use like a third of the bag for this. You might as well. Okay, I think this one's good. And here's the other one. God, your technique's really good, baby. No, it shows. It shows. I would have just kind of doused everything in icing, but you are, that's some precision pouring right there. Well, that looks good too. Here, you can take this half, and I'll take this half, and we'll just kind of put the roof together. Okay. Gentle. That looks so good. I'll hold the two bits together, and if you just line the top middle section, that should hold it in place. And we just gotta hold it for like maybe a couple of minutes until it sets, and then we'll just step away and not touch it, and then we'll come back and decorate later. Because it definitely needs to like set or like cure for a bit. Because I feel like a mistake we'd make is we'd put heavy things on the roof, and the roof would just come off right away. Yeah. The little bit of structural and engineering I know came in handy, right? But all in all, baby, I think you did a really bang up job. No, I was just a helper on this one. This was all you, baby. Yeah. Although I'm really excited to decorate with you. When you add your little bit of flair on it. I mean, the windows look super cute already. We haven't really done much. We just put a little bit of like sprinkles on it, and it does look like ice. It looks like ice hit the windows. I'm really excited. I actually really love this. I'm so happy I'm doing this with you. Love you too, baby.